was a bit of a blessing the way.
Yeah, well, and it absolutely, I think it can be. The same thing happened with Fontez a few years back, you know. Situation where, you know, you're bummed, you don't get drafted, but then you just, you know, you just got to make the most out of it. And the last few years, I think I've done a pretty good job of doing that, and, you know, it came to fruition today.
Really going back to your rookie year, what do you think was the biggest key for you? Because it's pretty rare to see an undrafted guy come in and immediately sort of take the reins and become a central part. What was the key for you that first year to come in and just immediately kind of be such a central part of everything?
I think it was just consistency, you know, proving that I could know my job and do my job every time.
Yeah.
That definitely goes a long way, especially with a guy like Coach Hayes. He needs to see repetitive, you know, consistency over and over and over. And, you know, throughout OTAs and training camp, I think I was able to do that.
Yeah. How much did it help? And there was a need there, too, your rookie year. I mean, they needed somebody to fill that role. How much did that help, too?
Yeah, I mean, it was huge, you know. And I came in kind of as a tight end and got a lot of reps at tight end and during OTAs. And then once training camp hit, you know, we had a little hiccup at fullback inning. Hugh asked me if I could play, and I said, yeah. And, yeah, the rest is history.
To think back to that first camp and being in this locker room and probably scared to death whether you make it or not to this, is it hard to believe that it's that quick that suddenly you're working on a new contract?
It is crazy. Time flies, you know. It's a blessing. I'm thankful for every opportunity I've gotten so far, and, you know, hopefully I can, you know, make them feel good about doing what they did.
The worst thing that could have happened to you is if you drafted a 6 or 7 home.
Yeah.
Would have had you for 4 years at a 5
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, you talked about your job, you know, about knowing your job. What is your job? I mean, you so many different things from snap to snap. I mean, do you consider yourself a fullback? Do you consider yourself a tight end?
You know, both, absolutely. I think I definitely take the majority of snaps at fullback, but when guys go down or, you know, things happen in games where guys get hurt, and you have to know your role. And so for me, I know the positions of Y and U and all the tight end positions we have, with my primary focus being on fullback. And, you know, I just, wherever they insert me, I'm ready to go.
The Stanford tight end reunion party is just going to be a wild one at this point. Everybody's gotten extensions. It's like, what is it about that place, man, that's just turned into sort of tight end U?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. It's kind of crazy. I remember going in there as a freshman. We had three other tight ends in that class. And out of those four, there's still three of us playing, Ertz in Philly and then Toilolo out in Atlanta. And, you know, I think we just had a special group, man, a special group of guys, and it's worked out really well for us, and I'm happy for them.
There seems to be a mindset there, though, too, of physicality. I mean, you know, they line up in those jumbo packages a lot. I mean, how much does that help all you guys that's a big basis?
Well, it does help. And, you know, we run a pro-style offense, very similar to the offense we run here, for example. And, you know, I think that gives you a huge step ahead. When I got here, I was familiar with terms and blocking concepts and all that, and that definitely has helped give me an advantage.
You know, we've talked a lot about who's going to help fill in for Tyler during the preseason and things out. But I mean, how much of that do you feel like you kind of, do you start feeling yourself starting to push more towards doing that, particularly if he's missing a game or two or something like that?
You know, I don't know. We'll see. At this point, you know, coach is having us all work in and figuring out who's going to be the best fit and, you know, where we're all going to be at this point. And again, you know, I'm just one of those guys that I just want to help the team. So if they want me a fullback, I'll do that. If they want me tight end, I'll do that. But, you know, we'll see.
You're obviously comfortable out there. I mean, you've gotten plenty of snaps and reps. There's not really, at this point, there's really not a spot, I guess, that you're not pretty comfortable of the, you know, pretty much anywhere out there.
Yeah. Yeah, no doubt. Been lucky in that sense, you know. And, again, coach has given me a lot of opportunities. So.
Yeah.
How does that work when you guys break into meetings? Are you with the running backs or the tight ends?
I go with tight ends.
Tight ends.
I go with tight ends, yeah.
You feel like you fit in here? You're kind of, I guess you'd say, I hate to say it, but you're a blue-collar guy, I guess. Mm-hmm. Trying to kind of fit the team a little bit, don't you? I mean, you feel pretty comfortable with the culture.
I do, absolutely. And, you know, I think this team is very, very similar to the teams I've always been on, which are blue-collar, downhill football teams, you know, smash-mouth running game and, you know, open it up in the passing game. So, yeah, I love being part of Cincinnati. It's a great team, and, you know, I love the coaching staff.
When did your conversations about possibly doing this first begin? I mean, was that thing where you went to them, they came to you, and how long ago was that?
I remember kind of proposing the idea to my agent after the season and saying, you know, hey, you know, this is what I think maybe could happen, and then I think he started talking to the management, and we kind of started getting it in the works.
Yeah. I mean, you see you and Gio and Sean as sort of this line of people wanting to get done earlier. For you as a player, what is the biggest reason that you want to do that to get in? Because people always say, oh, hold out so you can get the most money. But the security seems to be resonating with guys in this locker room, particularly the younger guys here.
Yeah, well, I mean, for me, it's a lot. It's an opportunity. It's a lot more money than I would have made anyway.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so that helps for sure. But, you know, if they want to give you that opportunity, I'm going to play here regardless, you know. Mm-hmm. If they're going to do that, I'm absolutely willing to take more money, you know, yeah. if they're going to do that. So that's about how that goes.
Yeah.
When you came out of college, how varied were your options? How many teams were trying to sign?
I had a few teams, just a few.
Well, what was it about this team that attracted you here?
I think the positions, you know, not really having a true established fullback definitely helped contribute. And just the way they run the offense with multiple tight end sets,